Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come today thanking Thee and praising Thee for this day that You brought about. And we thank You, Father, for this great college, university. Today we're so thankful for David, and we just pray for him as he assumes this responsibility, that he may lead, Holy Father, by Your Spirit, this university to the greater steps out there in the future. Ask that You'd bless the rest of those on the program today and forgive us when we fail You. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Throughout his career, Bob Agee has been a visionary and an implementer. This is a rare combination. In my opinion, no single individual has influenced the landscape of Baptist higher education and faith-based higher education more than Bob Agee has during the past 30 years. Dr. Agee was born in West Tennessee, the son of a truck driver. After graduating from high school in Memphis, he enrolled at a Southern Baptist institution, Union University, where he was a track student athlete. He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree with honors from Union, and then went on to earn a Master of Divinity degree and the Doctor of Ministries degree from Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. After pastoring churches in Kentucky and Tennessee for several years, Dr. Agee made a life-changing decision when he accepted President Robert Craig's call to return to his alma mater to serve Union University, to serve as Vice President for Religious Affairs and Professor in the Religion Department. Because of Dr. Agee's commitment to the integration of faith and all aspects of learning, and his total commitment to Christian higher education, this decision has had a positive impact on Baptist higher education. In order to better prepare himself for his new career, Dr. Agee returned to school and earned a PhD in higher education from Vanderbilt University. For several years, I felt compelled to call him Dr. Agee. In 1982, Dr. Agee accepted the call to become the 13th president of Oklahoma Baptist University. During the 16 years he served as president, OBU experienced unprecedented growth and attracted national recognition for the quality of faculty, students, and educational programs. During Dr. Agee's tenure, OBU became widely known among faith-based colleges and universities for its commitment to and involvement in missions and international activity. Enrollment grew by more than 70%, and during the last 7 years of his administration, OBU was listed by U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 10 regional liberal arts universities in the western part of the United States. Dr. Agee is a master fundraiser. The number of donors to OBU increased from 2,000 in 1982 to more than 6,500 in 1998. The university constructed 11 new buildings and renovated 12 buildings during Dr. Agee's tenure. OBU's endowment grew from $11 million in 1982 to more than $60 million in 1998. In 1998, when Dr. Agee retired from OBU, he was selected to serve as the executive director of the Association of Southern Baptist Colleges and Schools. From June of 1998 until September of 2002, he also served as the executive director of the Consortium for Global Education. One of his roles as the leader of these two organizations was to represent Baptist higher education as a member of the Secretariat, a major public policy agency in Washington, D.C. He led the Association of Southern Baptist Colleges and Schools to grow to the extent that the organization, in order to better serve institutions around the world with Baptist connections, changed its name to the International Association of Baptist Colleges and Universities. In 2007, Dr. Agee retired as executive director of the International Association of Baptist Colleges and Universities. Today, he continues to provide leadership for a long-range planning consulting service for colleges and universities, and serves as professor of educational leadership at Union University. While a student at Union, Bob married Nell, and I would parenthetically add he significantly outkicked his coverage when he married Nell. Bob and Nell have two daughters, Denise and Robin, and four beautiful granddaughters. It's an honor for me to introduce the inaugural speaker, President Emeritus of Oklahoma Baptist University, my mentor and friend, and President Whitlock's mentor and friend, Dr. Bob R. Agee.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that kind and generous introduction. Dr. Whitlock, trustees, faculty, staff, students, and friends of this great university, it's a genuine pleasure to be a part of this historic occasion. Trustees, you've done extremely well in bringing a man of David Whitlock's experience, preparation, commitments, and ability to fill the presidency of this place. I've worked with him in other settings and other times in my role with the Association of Southern Baptist Colleges and Schools. Actually, our friendship dates back beyond that. I was speaking at an associational meeting at First Baptist Church, Durant, Oklahoma, for those non-initiated non-Oklahomans. And at the close of the service, a young man walked up to me and introduced himself as David Whitlock and wanted to know if we could have a cup of coffee together. As we began to talk, David said, you know, I love higher education, told me about all he was doing at Southeastern and his role as a bivocational pastor. He said, I really feel God is calling me to be involved in Christian higher education. How do I get there? And we formed a prayer partnership at that time that continued from that day. I coveted him for our faculty here. When Dr. Taylor began looking for a dean of the School of Business, Dr. Taylor had met him, and as Pat and I oftentimes do, we collaborate and confer, and David Whitlock was just the man to be dean of the School of Business at Southwest Baptist University. I've watched him, I've watched his work, I've admired him greatly. He is a man with all the right preparation, all the right background and experience, but most of all, the right heart. And Oklahoma Baptist, Dr. Jordan, all of you, he will love you. You will enjoy that working relationship. And I can tell you from experience, Dr. Whitlock, that there's no greater joy than being in Oklahoma and being a part of the family of Oklahoma Baptist. Among my best friends over these last almost 30 years have been people like Joe Ingram and Bill Tanner and Anthony Jordan. We've walked together. We've prayed together. We've taken on the challenges together. We've dared to dream dreams together. And I've been in most of our Baptist state conventions speaking on most of our Baptist college campuses. And I want you to know that what we have here in Oklahoma is unique in the Southern Baptist Convention. And you will cherish that. You will grow through it. And OBU will be best blessed because you nurture that partnership. Faculty, it's always good when I do these inaugurations to be able to say to a faculty, this man has stood where you stand. He does not come to the presidency as an entry-level position into higher education. He is here because God has prepared him and he has dedicated himself to make the preparation. He will respect you. He will walk alongside you with the wisdom that flows both from his personal spiritual pilgrimage and the depth of his professional preparation. All of you are most blessed to have David Whitlock as your president. On this special day, I would like to offer a word of counsel to you, Dr. Whitlock, as an older brother in the higher calling of Christian higher education. I'd then like to offer a word of challenge to the trustees, faculty, staff, and student body of OBU. Over the past decade and a half, it's been my privilege to speak at a number of presidential inaugurations. I've been a student of higher education leadership and administration for almost 40 years, and have worked with some of the finest presidents and executive staff members to be found anywhere. From my observations, Dr. Whitlock and Dana, I would be remiss if I didn't sound a word of warning to you. Dana, I have to tell you something Nell told me right after we moved into the president's home. She said, "Now you remember, on that side of the street, you're the president." I remembered that diligently. Actually, I shared some of these same observations and encouragements at the inauguration of Dr. Pat Taylor over 13 years ago. He took me seriously. I hope you will too. My first word of counsel is, take your work seriously, but don't take yourself so seriously that you try to become something you're not. Many an executive, and I've had occasion to observe and be around a whole host of college presidents, many an executive has become so enamored with his or her position that they try to create an aura of superiority around themselves and demand that all of life treat them with a certain amount of deference. Most effective leaders are those who tend to consider themselves servants to a larger mission and purpose, who live and work at being first in rank among equals, who concentrate on people building while they grow organizations. I've watched you two. You give the impressions that you are genuine, real, and approachable. Don't let the new position take that away from you. Remember that in the final analysis, a college president is simply someone who lives in someone else's house, drives a borrowed car, and begs for a living. I would also encourage you to remember that Oklahoma Baptist University's legacy of greatness and effectiveness does not begin with you. This great institution has been led by presidents on whose shoulders I've stood, each of whom made a significant contribution to bring the university to where it is today. Many highly qualified faculty and staff have devoted themselves to educating students whom God sent here, and they've done so at great financial and personal sacrifice. In many ways, David, I deeply regret that you'll not have the privilege of working alongside faculty members like some of the people that I worked with who've gone home to be with the Lord. The Shirley Joneses and Laura Crouch and Jim Hurley, the Jimmy Russells, those who have retired and still hang around who love this place, like the Bill Mitchells and Max Bratton, and the list goes on and on and on. There is a love that has been invested in this place by those who stood in the classroom that's so exceptional as the years have gone by. There came that time when I realized that for health and other reasons, it was really better for me to think in terms of being their friend than being their boss. This place was about team. You build your team I can hope for you, a John Parrish and a Pat Taylor at your side. I can wish for you a faculty as devoted to the mission and purpose of this place, where you will create a community of learning and a team that says, we will do this together. At the end of the day, the greatness of the institution is shaped by those who teach just as much, if not more so, than by those who lead the administration of the place. Numbered among OBU's alumni and former students are outstanding leaders, excellent citizens who have caused the larger world to respect and appreciate the fine work of those who have gone before. God has led you here to contribute to that great legacy, to take this university into the next decades of the 21st century with a whole new renewed energy and vision and enthusiasm for our task that will make an even greater impact on this world than the university has ever made before. And I believe you're the man for the task. I would also counsel you to remember that the work we do and the mission we embrace is far larger and more significant than that reflected by the rank and file institutions of higher education in America. OBU does not exist to just be like other colleges and universities. If you're content to be a small imitation of a state university with a few assorted religious activities, you've missed the point of why OBU is here and why Oklahoma Baptists operate this institution. What we attempt to do here is more important than the present. It is more important for the present and the future of this noble experiment called democracy than we have ever been. We're part of a larger work of the kingdom of God in the world, and our work and future hinges on the integrity with which we go about our task. Don't ever forget that you, and you will be amazed at the additional energy and motivation that that sense of mission will generate. I've sensed in you already more than simply an idea of education. I've sensed in you a passion for distinctively Christian higher education. Now, a word of challenge to the trustees, faculty, staff, and student body. For several decades now, higher education in the United States has been struggling with an identity crisis. Administrations, faculties, student bodies have had to determine whether the university will be an institution on mission or simply be a mirror of contemporary society. Unfortunately, even tragically, most institutions in America have made the wrong decision. If you read Alan Bloom's book, The Closing of the American Mind, he challenges and chides the American higher education system for robbing the students of a sense of moral integrity, a sense that there are such things as moral absolutes, that there is such thing as right and wrong. And he is concerned about that loss of moral compass in the American workplace. You see, the reports and studies of higher education in America over the past 25 years have been less than kind. We have to admit at the elementary, secondary level that we're falling farther and farther behind our competitors in the global marketplace. One study done of high school students on math and science skills showed that the United States, in comparison with the 15 top industrial nations of the world, ranked dead last in students' preparation in those areas. This must not continue. And I'm convinced that it's institutions like OBU, with its commitment to academic excellence, have the opportunity to begin again to put men and women into the workplace and in places of leadership that have an understanding that there are things that are right to do. Just because we can do it doesn't make it right to do it. Just because something is legally possible does not make it morally correct. And this institution must not be a mirror, as many institutions are, of the basis level of society. What's a mission institution like? A college or university on mission is one whose statement of mission and purpose sets forth the notion and the aspiration to educate and nurture the best that can be found within the human mind and the human spirit. A mission university is one whose curriculum is carefully thought through and designed to plot a course in intellectual and spiritual development with a stated desire to inspire an interest in and desire for the higher level of thinking and living. That institution that will operate out of a strong, clear sense of mission is one whose faculty and administration are committed to a set of goals which make terms like excellence and quality more than mere rhetoric. My first day on this campus, in speaking to the students and faculty, I drove a stake in the ground. We will be academically strong, unapologetically Christian, and unashamedly Baptist. And I sang that song for 16 years, and the faculty got it, and the students got it. And the romance of those years is still one of the most precious parts of my memory bank. Can only happen in a mission-driven institution. You be a people on mission. You never back away from that. I was told early on, A.G., if you keep insisting on moral absolutes and high standards of right or wrong and behavioral expectations of students like you're expressing, your school's going to die. And I said, if we die, we die. But we will die with integrity. Interesting thing. 15 years later, I sat at the same table with that same president. His school was 30% smaller. Mine was 70% larger. God will bless you beyond measure to the depth and extent you dare to be a people on mission. A people for God. A people wanting to make an impact and make a difference for Christ and the cause of the kingdom in this world today. Wish the students were here in greater numbers. They're my favorite group to speak to. But what is a student's sense of mission? In a world where mediocrity is the accepted norm for behavior, performance, and product, Oklahoma Baptist University's mission is to promote excellence and quality in every area of life. Been proud of this faculty's willingness not to let a student be content with mediocrity. You see, there's more to a student than what you see today. There are few who sat in my office with disciplinary clouds hanging over their head. And I would say to faculty, this is not the last chapter. And sitting and talking to those lawyers and teachers and missionaries, that we just decided to not give up on. We just decided not to shoot them. One trustee said, you know, we can solve this student behavior problem. Every year on the first day of school, you hang a freshman out here on the flagpole. You leave him there all year. It costs you one student a year, but you won't have any discipline problems. We decided not to do that. And the people we took a chance on are distinguishing themselves today in the marketplace and in their chosen professions. Students, dream the dream. Pursue the vision. Develop the passion to be what God has created you to become. Oklahoma Baptist University operates out of a sense of divine call. I love to read, Dr. Jordan, some of those early pages of our history and the prayers recorded, people who prayed for this place in its earliest days. This is not just any college or university. It's God's place. Operate out of that sense of divine call, born out of prayers and careful thought of these early Baptist pioneers in Oklahoma. The mission and purpose of OBU is nobler than and more sacred than any moment in any denomination's issues or agenda. There's a kingdom dimension about this place that calls for the best in all of us. Dr. Whitlock, the OBU family, I love you and I love Bison Hill. Being content to be a mirror of whatever age or era we find ourselves just doesn't call for much from within. The determination to be known as a person or institution on mission will call for something deep within each of us. It will call for commitment, for discipline, for determination to reach beyond where you are now. OBU must not be content with being what they have been in the past. God's mission and plan for you must stretch your imagination and stretch your vision and stretch your sense of what you can do to make a greater impact in your world. The best days of OBU must be in the future. And it'll be up to you to join hands and hearts, faculty, staff, president, students, trustees, alumni, Oklahoma Baptist, that you will be a people on mission. You will determine to be people who can and will make a difference in our world, representing the best that the Academy has to offer in a way that is indeed unapologetically Christian. May God grant you the strength and the resolve to make it so. And the prayer of my heart continues to be, God bless OBU. Thank you.
President, trustee, faculty, staff, students, and honored guests. It is a privilege to be here today to introduce Dr. Whitlock on this, his inauguration day. As a graduate of OBU, I never imagined that I would have the opportunity to participate in such an important event. I also never imagined I'd have the opportunity to wear another one of these funny hats, So I'm pretty excited about that as well. Approximately 6 months ago, I stood at this very same podium and announced that the Board of Trustees had voted to call Dr. Whitlock as OBU's 15th president. On that day, we were filled with optimism and excitement for what the Lord was going to do through Dr. Whitlock's service here at OBU. Now, 6 months later, I'm even more excited and more optimistic. During his short time as president, Dr. Whitlock has already started to lay the foundation for the next 100 years of OBU excellence. I believe I can speak for the entire search committee when I say that this does not come as any surprise to us. When we first met Dr. Whitlock, he had an impeccable resume in higher education. Dr. Whitlock was serving as the Associate Provost, Dean of Graduate Studies, and Dean of the College of Business and Computer Science at Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri. During Whitlock's 9-year tenure at SBU, among other things, he successfully developed and obtained accreditation for an MBA program and established the business program as a top 10 Christian business school. Prior to his work at SBU, he spent 14 years as a business professor at Southeastern Oklahoma State University. He has a bachelor's degree in chemistry, a master's degree in business administration from Southeastern, and a doctorate in educational leadership and policy studies from the University of Oklahoma. David is the author of the book, Opportunity, Introducing Free Enterprise in Business. He has also co-authored or edited several other books related to business, including A Noble Calling, Devotions and Essays for Business Professionals, Psalm 15, Integrating Life and Work, and Solomon Was a Businessman, Advice from the Wealthiest Man on Earth. He has also been a contributing writer for numerous other works. In addition to his experience as an administrator, author, and professor, Dr. Whitlock has a keen understanding of the important accreditation process for colleges and universities. He spent 3 years serving as a consultant evaluator with the Higher Learning Commission of the North Central Association of Colleges and Schools, an experience that gives him important insight into the development and improvement of collegiate curriculum and programs. Through his success as administrator and professor, his role in collegiate accreditation, and his prolific writing, it was clear to the search committee that Dr. Whitlock had the experience, the know-how, and ability to be president of OBU. However, in addition to ability, we also needed someone who could connect with the people and churches of Oklahoma. In this regard, Dr. Whitlock was merely coming home. A fifth-generation Oklahoman, Dr. Whitlock was born in Purcell and graduated from Wayne High School. He married his wonderful wife, Dana, and together they have raised 4 tremendous young men, Joshua, Ryan, Searles, and Landon. And finally, after all these years, they got their first daughter when Joshua married his wife, Lane, on February 13th of this year. In 1993, while a professor at Southeastern, Dr. Whitlock surrendered to the call to ministry and began serving as a bivocational pastor for Hendricks Baptist Church in Hendricks, Oklahoma. He continued serving as a bivocational pastor, spending 3 years at Silo Baptist Church in Silo, Oklahoma. After accepting the position at Southwest Baptist, he spent the next 9 years as co-pastor of Wellspring Baptist Fellowship in Bolivar, Missouri, before coming to OBU. Anyone who has heard Dr. Whitlock preach will agree that he is an effective and passionate preacher who can relate to Oklahoma Baptists wherever they are, whether in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Antlers, or Poteau. But it wasn't his Oklahoma roots or his many achievements that ultimately caused the search committee to unanimously agree that David Whitlock should be the 15th president of OBU. Although Dr. Whitlock's accomplishments are a reflection of who he is, they do not tell us the whole story. 1 Samuel 16:7 reminds us that the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. You see, it was Dr. Whitlock's heart which truly touched the search committee. Dr. Whitlock has a humble heart, a heart that was called, a heart that is committed, and a heart that is centered on serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Whitlock has a heart that was called to serve the Lord through ministry and higher education. In fact, this calling came almost 14 years ago while visiting these very grounds on behalf of a team of Southeastern Oklahoma State. During that visit to OBU, he sensed the Lord calling him to serve as a Christian educator and administrator. Although his intellect and abilities would allow him to be successful anywhere, Dr. Whitlock was called to dedicate his talents and gifts to growing the kingdom through Christian higher education. Throughout his career, he has not chosen to pursue personal glory or accolades, but rather has merely made himself available to be used of the Lord. How fitting that God has chosen to allow him to continue that calling at the very place he first received it. Dr. Whitlock also has a heart that is committed to reach young people for Christ and then, through the integration of faith and learning, prepare them to be successful. A success that is not based upon worldly definition, but a success achieved through the relationship with our Creator. I would like to quote from a devotion written by Dr. Whitlock. True success is found in knowing God and in having the Lord with you. The most astounding fact in the world is that the Creator of all things condescended to us that we should know Him and that He would be with us. Anything less than a relationship with the Creator must be defined as failure. Dr. Whitlock understands that even if OBU is generating the best doctors, lawyers, CEOs, nurses, or educators in the country, if these young men and women leave this place without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then we have failed. As a father of a future bison, it is so comforting to know that this president understands that our children's eternal destination is far more important than their temporal vocation. Finally, Dr. Whitlock has a heart that is firmly centered on serving our Lord Jesus Christ. He knows where our strength comes from and for what purpose it should be used. Many have said that a university president has so many different audiences and constituencies that they must be all things to all people. This sounds like and is an impossible task. But we understand that this view is mistaken. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 1:10, "If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ." Dr. Whitlock is not in the business of pleasing men, but is focused on serving our Lord. Because Dr. Whitlock's life lives his life for this audience of one, we can have confidence in his vision and direction for this university. Dr. Whitlock is a humble, compassionate, and committed man, a person that I am proud to call my friend, and I believe that we are only just beginning to see the amazing things that God will accomplish through his leadership as the 15th president of OBU. Thank you.
Dr. Whitlock, in my hand I hold a gold medallion in which there is the seal of Oklahoma Baptist University. The seal of the university is given to its president and is the traditional academic symbol of authority of the president. As chairman of the university's board of trustees, I invest you, Dr. David Wesley Whitlock, with this medallion, symbolic of your office as the 15th president of Oklahoma Baptist University. In presenting you with the seal of the university, I charge you on behalf of the many constituents of this institution to be steadfast in the exercise of your responsibilities, to be loyal to the philosophy and heritage of the university, and to be motivated by a vision of excellence in all of your endeavors. You are charged to keep OBU grounded in its mission of distinctively Christian higher education, to keep her faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Word of God, and prepare students to be agents of transformation in their disciplines and in their service to the Church of Jesus Christ. We've heard Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 stated, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." And in Matthew 20, 25 through 28, Jesus says to those who follow Him, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Dr. Whitlock, Trust in the Lord in everything you do. Acknowledge Him. Lead by serving and model Jesus. Micah 6:8 says, "What does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God?" Dr. Whitlock, on behalf of the trustees and all who love and serve this university, I pray that you enjoy a long and successful tenure as president of Oklahoma Baptist University. May God bless you and this university.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Oklahoma Baptist University, my home state, and our friends and alumni for welcoming me into the OBU family. Aside from Jesus redeeming me and from the love of my wife and sons and family, serving at OBU is one of the greatest honors I've ever been given, and one for which I'll always be grateful and humbled. To my wife, especially, OBU's campus mom, thank you for your support. When Dana married me, she certainly never expected to serve as a university first lady. She has risen to the occasion. And her mother, Frankie, is a prime example of the old adage that behind every successful man is a surprised mother-in-law. You've heard me say several times since my arrival here that I knew after visiting the campus for the very first time some 15 years ago that I wanted to be here at OBU. I wanted to serve at OBU. And although I assumed I would be serving in a different capacity than my current role, I did know then that I wanted to be a part of the OBU story. And what a story it is. In 1906, Baptists from two conventions, Oklahoma Territory Baptist Convention and the Baptist General Convention of Indian Territory, met in Shawnee at First Baptist Church to become one convention, the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. And at that very first meeting of this new convention, those Baptist pioneers anticipating statehood the following year in Oklahoma appointed an educational commission to establish a Baptist university in this new state. They had a vision for a university that would inspire and equip generations of leaders to serve the state, the nation, and the world. Those Baptist pioneers saw beyond the need for training only pastors and missionaries, and thus they did not establish a seminary or a Bible school, as noble an enterprise as that would have been. Instead, they envisioned a co-educational institution that would be grounded in the liberal arts, that would prepare students to integrate their Christian faith and disciplines as educators, doctors, lawyers, artists, musicians, missionaries, pastors, entrepreneurs, writers, poets, actors, and economists. Their lofty vision was realized as Oklahoma Baptist University was founded in 1910 here on Bison Hill. The OBU story, it's a story of men like W.P. Blake and G. Lee Phelps who knelt in prayer on this windswept hill on which we stand today. Those men, like countless other men and women, bathed and birthed this university with prayer. The OBU story is the story of administrators like our first president, James Milton Carroll, who had accumulated a large natural history collection primarily of bird specimens. That collection is not part of OBU's holdings. Instead, it is a part of the University of Oklahoma's natural history holdings. President Carroll sold his prized collection the last worldly assets he owned to OU in order to pay off the debts of OBU. OBU's story is the story of faculty like Retta Mae Dorland, elected chairman of the Department of Public Speaking and Dramatic Arts in the College of Fine Arts in 1919. Dorland built the communication and drama department at OBU and used her talents to benefit the church. She was once made nationally known in the New York City Sun, which reported that Miss Dorland requires student preachers to record their sermons so that they could catch the faults in their style. For 37 years, this remarkable woman invested her life in the students of OBU. The OBU story is the story of Berta Spooner, executive secretary of Oklahoma Women's Missionary Union. Spooner encouraged WMU members across the state to join together to build a beautiful home for OBU's female students. In 1928, after the Baptist Women of Oklahoma sold countless eggs and fundraisers across the state, WMU Dormitory was dedicated. The OBU story is the story of Dr. John Wesley Raley, who tirelessly served OBU and transformed this campus as he led with vision, clarity, and dignity. And OBU bears the handprints of this remarkable man who served as president for 28 years. The OBU story is the story of a young African boy who watched his two brothers die of sickle cell anemia in Nigeria and vowed to find a treatment for this deadly disease. Enrolling in 1961, Sunday Ofadulu graduated from OBU in 1964. He finished his doctorate at OU and now is a noted microbiologist and medical researcher. Dr. Fadulu also holds the patent for the treatment of sickle cell anemia. The OBU story is the story of Dr. Mike Hunkepeller, a 1970 graduate whose company developed the gene mapping equipment that has enabled the completion of the revolutionary Human Genome Project. The OBU story is the story of a young boy who enrolled here at the age of 14 and finished his BS degree after being mentored by OBU's Dr. Albert Chin. Dr. Branson Stevens completed his PhD a few years later and now works at Princeton in the lab once occupied by Einstein. OBU's story is the story of hundreds of missionaries serving all over the world. The world's largest mission-sending agency in the world is the Southern Baptist Convention's International Mission Board. And the IMB reports that OBU is the number one sending institution in the world for missionaries. The OBU story is a story of each student, employee, and faculty member who has selflessly sacrificed to see the vision of those early Oklahoma pioneers realized. The story of Dr. Bob Agee, Dr. Rowena Strickland, and Uncle Jimmy Owens, among so many others. The OBU story is a story that attests to the truth that a love of God and a love of learning are complementary, that all truth is God's truth, and that a biblical worldview provides the unifying factor in a distinctively Christian university. As we reflect upon our shared mission and the stories of OBU, it is with profound appreciation of our history that I accept these symbols of leadership. I am deeply humbled by the privilege to serve here with dedicated employees, a world-class faculty, and on a campus that rivals the most beautiful of universities. What a privilege to work in such a kingdom enterprise. How blessed to work at an institution that views higher education as an expression of our commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. As a Great Commission University, we are about sending out disciples of Jesus Christ ready to engage their world and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in their respective disciplines and areas of expertise. Although a distinctively Christian university is not a church, a Christian university is the intellectual arm of a church's ministry. As such, OBU views as part of our mission the preparation of disciples for successful leadership and service for the kingdom. And we therefore attend to the spiritual, physical, and social development of our students. As a Great Commandment University, we're reminded of Jesus' response in Matthew 22:37 to the Pharisees who asked what the greatest commandment was. Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." As a Christian university, we address the heart and soul while rigorously embracing intellectual pursuits. Dr. Agee has often called us to the stewardship of experience. to use our minds and education in our service to Christ. At OBU, we take seriously our Lord's commandment to love Him with heart and soul, and we strive for improvement of the mind in pursuit of truth. What we do at OBU matters. And a life devoted to Christ and committed to the OBU mission, vision, and values is a life that matters. Our mission, vision, and values and our constituency help define our identity as an institution. Crucial components for shaping the identity of OBU as a distinctively Christian and confessionally Baptist liberal arts university include these things: Christ-centeredness. We will continue in our faithfulness to the person and work of Jesus Christ as revealed in the Bible and as historically understood and believed by the church. Biblical fidelity. We are committed to our belief in the Bible as the inspired Word of God, authoritative, trustworthy, and without any error. Shared mission. We share our mission with and are accountable to Oklahoma Baptist. And academic excellence and faith integration. Academic excellence is expressed within a liberal arts curriculum at OBU that teaches and equips students to think Christianly and serve faithfully. An OBU education is a distinctively Christian education, and as such is a rigorous academic experience taught from a Christian worldview. A biblical worldview holds that there are answers to life's major questions, including the questions of where we came from, why are we here, why the world is the way it is, and what happens after death. A Christian worldview holds that humanity made in the image of God rebelled and sinned, resulting in the fall of creation. Yet God so loved the world that He sent His Son to redeem, that we might be in relationship with Him and find our purpose in glorifying Him. Finally, a biblical worldview holds that after physical death, there is judgment for those who reject Him, but a life eternal for those who trust Him. I am convinced that Christian higher education taught from a biblical worldview is best expressed within our liberal arts context, in which we transform students' lives spiritually, intellectually, and physically. A liberal arts curriculum recognizes that education must be more than simply moving through a set of courses that prepares one for a vocation. The liberal arts are essential because they're foundational to true learning, quality living, and service to Christ. The liberal arts celebrate who we are as humanity made in the image of God. Although liberal arts are foundational to our education at OBU, as agents of transformation for Christ, we recognize that many employment opportunities and service areas are increasingly found in professional arenas, including preparation for the study of ministry, law, science, medicine, nursing, education, business, technology, and public service. These are important areas, but even they are best taught and best learned when taught on the foundation of the liberal arts. OBU's model of liberal arts education is most differentiated from secular models in the area of faith integration. We follow Augustine's approach, credo ut intelligam, meaning that faith is a precondition of genuine knowledge rather than a mere capstone to a body of knowledge. Genuine Christian faith is the basis of genuine knowledge, and faith and learning must be integrated rather than seen or taught as if they were two separate spheres of reality. With this understanding of Christian higher education, my vision is to lead OBU to be a distinctively Christian university that prepares students through the integration of faith and discipline to be transformative servant leaders and agents of change in their families, churches, workplaces, and ultimately to influence and change the world. With the outstanding faculty, curriculum, students, and employees that we have, OBU is well positioned to be a premier Baptist university and nationally recognized as among the top tier of distinctively Christian universities. My goal is for OBU to be known for its vibrant spiritual life, for its commitment to academic scholarship and Christian worldview, and for its nationally recognized faculty scholars and successful alumni. As a community of scholars, OBU will demonstrate how the highest academic standards are consistent with the high and noble calling that God places on His own, and how faith not only informs, but also redeems and transforms culture, economics, sciences, arts, and professions. Our guiding vision for OBU will emphasize the love of God and the love of learning, faith and inquiry, service, teaching, and scholarship. These marks must be simultaneously affirmed as we build an institution where students are introduced to an understanding and appreciation of God, His creation, His grace, and to humanity's place of privilege and responsibility in God's world. And I pray that the hallmarks of my presidency will be a continuance of OBU's rich tradition of the academic excellence that it has, a dedication to faith integration, a passion for reaching and making OBU accessible to our constituents, and a commitment to strengthen the ties between Oklahoma Baptist and their university. I pray that I will be a faithful steward during my tenure on Bison Hill, and I am convinced that God has great things in store for OBU. One of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." The future of OBU is bright. God has great and wonderful plans for us, plans for our hope and our future. He has entrusted each one of us, charged each one of us with a sacred responsibility. Ours is a noble calling, and this is our time to exercise our own stewardship and our own roles in the story that is the OBU story. Dream with me, therefore. Imagine with me the future of OBU. Dream with me of a beautiful campus that incorporates the most advanced technologies and instructional tools available. Imagine a renovated library and learning center with an expanded student success center, study areas, and learning resources. Envision with me a campus master plan that incorporates new avenues of apartment-style student housing, a campus that incorporates environmental stewardship and sustainability with new facilities for housing our nursing program, our theology and ministry programs, and expanded venues for our music and performance arts programs. Imagine with me a robust program for achieving our mission of engaging a diverse world. In an increasingly global society, students need to understand intercultural and geopolitical issues. Our students must be educated in a way that broadens their horizon. In all disciplines, a sound grasp and appreciation for international issues and cultural sensitivity is obligatory. Students who travel internationally are forever changed, and regardless of where they eventually serve and labor, those students will have the world forever on their minds. Incorporating international engagement, missional focus, and service-oriented perspectives are appropriate expressions of our liberal arts academic mission. And so I challenge every college and academic program to be proactive in ensuring that students are prepared to serve and lead in an increasingly, ever-increasing global environment. I challenge every academic college to work with our Avery T. Willis Center for Global Outreach to implement at least one international cross-cultural experience for their students that integrates missional and service-oriented projects. Imagine with me the establishment of OBU Centers for Excellence. These centers will capitalize on deep wells in which the university has garnered national, regional, and statewide reputations. Among other activities, these centers will provide online resources, offer conferences and institutes featuring nationally and internationally renowned experts. Some of the potential centers that I envision would include a Center for Faith Integration. At the heart of our mission, this center would provide faculty, staff, and students development activities that promote and lead the effort of integrating faith and discipline, sponsoring workshops and summer institutes speaking with speakers of national prominence. A Center for Excellence in Teacher Education. With a focus on teachers and students preparing for careers as teachers, this center would host online journals featuring research that benefits teacher education programs and homeschool educators nationwide. It would host yearly seminars and other outreach activities that bring Oklahoma teachers to the OBU campus. A Center for Sports and Recreation Leadership, this center, with initial funding from the BGCO already secured, will become the premier resource for sports and recreation leaders and will work closely with Lifeway Christian Resources. A Baptist Center. that would incorporate a pastor school each summer for OBU students, Oklahoma Baptist pastors and families, as well as OBU alumni, featuring workshops and activities on the OBU campus specifically designed to minister to the minister. Working with the BGCO and other entities, a speaker series featuring outstanding Christian leaders would be offered for ministers and our students. Imagine with me the development of a university press, a self-supporting enterprise that would establish a mission statement focused on publishing works that advance scholarship and bring recognition to the authors and to our university. A particular publishing focus of such an endeavor would be for texts and other works that promote faith integration, as well as books of general interest to the Christian audiences. Dream with me of a student research and creative arts program. First-hand experience and mentored research significantly enhances the undergraduate experience. I am a product of that. Students benefit greatly from the opportunities to engage one-on-one with a faculty member toward a common scholastic or artistic goal. Such a program would give students opportunities to share their research and creative works at annual conferences and arts festivals. Dream with me of a capital campaign that increases OBU's endowment to 4 times its annual budget over the next 15 to 20 years and establishes endowments for student scholarships, including instituting a scholarship program specifically designed for students who are members of Oklahoma Baptist churches, an endowed faculty development program for the continued education, professional, and scholarly activities of our faculty. At least one endowed professorship or chair in every academic department. An endowed missions program with the goal of assisting students and faculty financially with international travel and service. And the endowment of a first-year experience program for entering freshmen with funds for student enrichment activities. Dream with me of national championship sports teams with 100% graduation rates. Competitive athletics program, in addition to its education and character-building goals, plays a crucial role in promoting school spirit, tradition, campus unity, and excitement. These qualities attract new students and help current students feel a sense of ownership and connection to the university. Imagine with me a strategic planning process that drives the budget, with our priorities being employee compensation and student learning. Our employees are our most valuable asset and critical to student learning, and we must reward our employees' excellent work and commitment to the OBU mission. And imagine with me advancing the salary and compensation packages of our faculty to the top quartile of our CCCU and IABCU sister institutions. While students are often called the lifeblood of a university, make no mistake, faculty are most certainly the heart of our mission. Everything we do in fulfilling our mission revolves around student learning and the interaction between our faculty and students. We are committed to a faculty absolutely devoted to our mission and to the integration of faith and discipline, and to a faculty who are among the best compensated among distinctively Christian universities. 100 years ago, our founders may only have imagined the OBU campus of today. Could they have imagined the beautiful campus that is OBU? Could they have imagined a faculty of over 100? Could they have imagined our programs in telecommunications, media, our programs in computer information sciences? Could they have imagined then that more Southern Baptist missionaries would have been produced by OBU than any other university in the world? I wonder what our next 100 years will look like. Can you imagine checking into your dorm students with fingerprint or voice recognition? Can you imagine our best and brightest faculty teaching students around the world as their lectures and their holographic images are broadcast live and life-sized in classrooms from Europe to Africa, from the Middle East to South America? Imagine Dr. Brad Jett's holographic image being sent from the Wood Science Building in 3 dimensions to a classroom in Latvia as he teaches and interacts live with students. Imagine Dr. Bobby Kelly's holographic image being sent from Montgomery to a village in West Africa as he teaches students and young pastors preparing for ministry to their home countries. Imagine Dr. Pam Robinson preparing education majors in classrooms in South America, Dr. Kristen Todd and Dr. Carol Humphreys teaching Western Civ to students in Athens, Dr. Bill Hagen teaching literature, and Dr. Kayleen Barbie teaching communications to students on four continents simultaneously. We can only dream of the programs and disciplines that may exist in the next 100 years. We can't imagine the technologies that do not yet even exist, but that will be commonplace in the next century of education here on Bison Hill. But this we do know. OBU will be there, leading the way with the best faculty, the greatest students, and with a commitment to continue its rich tradition of academic excellence and faith integration. OBU will be there, educating students and continuing the OBU story. OBU will be there, faithful to its founders' visions of a great university, preparing students to change the world, to serve Christ and His church, and to serve with distinction in their fields of expertise. OBU will be there, still committed to the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. OBU will be there, transforming lives and preparing students to pursue academic excellence, integrate faith with all areas of knowledge, engage a diverse world, and live lives worthy of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. The OBU story continues, and I pray that history records our time on Bison Hill as a time of faithfulness to her mission, vision, and values. Please pray with me. Father, what a grand and blessed place this is, and I am eternally grateful for the opportunity that you've given me to be a part of the OBU story. Bless this, your university, and keep us focused on our mission. God, I pray that you grant me wisdom and discernment and patience and loving kindness. In the name of Jesus, and for His sake, amen. Thank you. And may God bless OBU.